Welcome to another edition of Things You Know That Just Aren't So, and Important News You Need to Know. Presented by Patrick A. Heller, Owner Emeritus and Communications Officer of Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Take it away, Pat.
Good morning. What might be the biggest obstacle to future global prosperity? There are several possibilities. One problem that may inflict the most damage is the magnitude of government debt. Think about your own finances. Most of us carry some debt, such as a home mortgage, vehicle loans, education debt, and credit card balances. Most people aspire to reduce and hopefully eliminate their debts. When gasoline prices fell dramatically, researchers found that about a quarter of the resulting savings from a lower cost of living in America was used to pay off debt. American consumer spending has also been weak for the past few months, leaving merchants fearful of poor holiday season sales. In response, stores began aggressively discounting seasonal prices much earlier this year. Not only people, but businesses also want to effectively manage their debts. If you look at the U.S. government, the approach to managing debt is totally different. Over the first 150 years of American history, the government only went into debt to finance wars. It wasn't until the mid-1930s that the federal government started to owe sizable unfunded liabilities with the creation of Social Security. In 2014, the United States enjoyed a gross domestic product of $17.4 trillion. The present value of the U.S. government's total debts and unfunded liabilities is in the range of $1 to $200 trillion. With national assets of less than $60 trillion, you can see that the U.S. government is bankrupt. Private citizens generally handle their debts responsibly, but not the politicians and bureaucrats in Washington. There is no serious discussion on cutting spending to balance the budget, much less any effort to try to reduce the federal debt. The only discussion on cutting unfunded liabilities is to reduce Social Security and federal disability payments to some recipients beginning in 5 months, which is too little, too late. Governments around the world are mismanaging their debts just like the U.S. These massive debts will bring down the global economy a lot sooner than anyone expects. That's it for today. Tune in again next time for more things you know that just aren't so, and important news you need to know. I'm Patrick A. Heller, Owner Emeritus and Communications Officer of Liberty Coin Service in Lansing. Thank you for listening.
This is a paid advertisement. The previous views expressed do not necessarily reflect those of 1320 WILS or MacDonald Broadcasting.